Hi, welcome to the Barrier Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Natalie.
And today we are welcoming two of our amazing Barrier Nation community members, April and Chylin. Hi, friends. Today we have the honor of talking with these two amazing friends about decluttering. Right now in the Barrier Nation membership community, if you're listening to this, we are smack dab in the middle of a decluttering challenge that is being led by a organizing expert. Her name is Spring Courtright. She's Marie Kondo, and it has been quite an eye-opening experience for really all of us participating in this challenge. But what we wanted to really understand today is the impact decluttering is having on our lives, either just as humans or as bariatric patients. And help us all understand really the power that can exist when we maybe tackle some of the clutter that we notice has been accumulating in our lives. And I think Spring has done a phenomenal job of really helping us understand our clutter does not define us. We're not bad people if we have clutter in our homes, and clutter is just something that we accumulate, but it can have a negative impact on our life and on our bariatric life. So today we really want to hear from the people, hear from the community about the impacts decluttering is having. So before we jump into the conversation, we would love for you both to introduce yourselves. So April, will you start?
Sure. My name is April. I live in Dallas, Texas. I had BSG April of 2023, so I am about 9 months post-op.
Thank you for joining us. Chylin, you're next.
Hi, I'm Chylin, and I live in Stellicum, Washington, and kind of neighbor to April. Not far away. Anyways, I had Roux-en-Y on August 1st of 2022. So I'm coming up, I think, on 18 months. Is that right? I think so. Which is like, it's been a great journey, and being a member of Barrier Nation has helped it be a great journey. So, yeah.
We Natalie and I have very much enjoyed getting to know both of you in the Barrier Nation membership community. And sometimes it's really hard to describe to people what it is, but it's the place that we all get to practice being a bariatric patient. It's that safe place that we can maybe say some things that we're scared to maybe say other places, and really just understand what this journey is going to look like and feel for us. So just thank you for your membership. Thank you for your friendship, for your bravery in sharing your life with us. It really does mean the world to us. If you would like to join us in the community, if you're watching this on YouTube, I mean, just first off, we got some pretty fancy backgrounds now. So we recommend that you pop over to YouTube. We're adorable humans and we're very animated when we talk, but now we've got these super cool backgrounds. So if you want to learn more about the Barrier Nation membership community, you just have to scan this little QR code right here. It's pretty high tech. It's pretty high tech. So you can learn more about it there, and you can get to know April and Chylin more in the membership community. And if you value this podcast, you can also support it. So a lot of people don't know the podcast and the membership community are totally separate. Membership dues pay for us to work with amazing experts that deliver support each and every day. It does not support the podcast. So if you value this podcast, if you get something out of it, support it by becoming a Patreon member. It's $5 a month. And as a thank you, we will invite you to join our twice a month member only and Patreon only struggle bus, and you get bonus episodes. So it's pretty freaking rad. Go to barriernationpodcast.com. Okay, I think I did it. That was probably the quickest introduction we've ever done in the entire history of the podcast. And I'm gonna take a moment and be proud for that. But let's get down to the reason that we're here, and that is decluttering. So if you guys are ready, I say let's dive in.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. First question. I actually have one to supersede yours, Nat, and you knew I was going to do this, but it popped into my head. I know. We're shocked. We're shocked.
You're gonna do this. Are you kidding?
I know. I know. But it was like, oh, we should start where we always start, which is the basics. And that is defining what we're talking about. So, in our own words, what What is clutter? How do we define clutter? So April, we'll start with you.
Oh gosh. Well, I guess for me it's just like piles everywhere. You walk into the house, the bags go on the table, the keys are thrown, it's for me, clutter is a place that everything is dumped. And it's not necessarily conscious, right? We all have routines. So when it's not conscious, it kind of can pile up in a corner. And it's usually the last place that you want to clean up or organize. So that's what clutter is for me.
Yeah, and to go with, I agree with April, and a little bit to add to it. It's just for me as well, it's the unnecessary stuff that I have accumulated over my lifetime. And yeah, so.
Well,
Absolutely.
spring defines clutter as anything that is in our life that causes us mental distress, right? Clutter can be physical things, could be emotional things, it could be digital things, right? But clutter are these things that are causing us distress. And you guys both said something powerful. It can be unconscious, and it's just the things that we don't need, but we don't know how to move them out of our lives, right?
Right.
So Nat, how do you define clutter?
Very similar to April and Chilin, I think where I really understand it now is that it is the unnecessary stuff that causes me stress. The stress discomfort is very key. But I didn't know that before speaking with Spring. And just a quick anecdote, because I was just talking with my family about this. Tierney women do not like flat surfaces that are not covered in things. We just toss things. It's again subconscious. We don't know that we're doing it, but you look around a tyranny household, there's stuff on every flat surface. And I'm trying really for me, and I know we're going to get into this more, but like that's why we're here. That's why we're doing the challenge in Berry Nation, and that's why we're talking today. But I just wanted to throw that out there, that tyranny women, we don't like flat surfaces with nothing on it.
You gotta fill it up. You gotta make it, But this is something that so many people struggle with. And again, Spring has helped us understand clutter does not define our personality, doesn't define our worth. Accumulating clutter is something that people that live in a consumerist society are just going to do. We welcome things into our life consciously or unconsciously. And then sometimes we have a very difficult time moving them out of our lives, even when we realize that this item, this thing, this element is not bringing us joy. It's not serving us. It isn't doing anything, right? So clearing that clutter out can have a really positive impact. And that's the heart of this conversation today. But I know, Nat, you had a really awesome question that you wanted to ask these ladies.
I did. I was talking with April just before we popped on, and I've been thinking about this episode all week. Like, what do I want to ask? And I just want to know, like, we presented this challenge to the Berry Nation community. It was asked for in some respect, but I don't think any of us really knew or understood what this was going to encompass. And so my question for you, April and Chilin, how did you know? What was the moment or the thought in your brain that said, I need to do this challenge? And April, I want to start with you.
Hey, this is April, one of your hosts. If the Berry Nation podcast has made a positive impact on your life, become a supporter. For $5 a month, you can help us produce this podcast. Your support would mean the world to us. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to learn more.
Okay. So I kind of stumbled onto it, not necessarily by accident, but I was trying to meet a weekly goal of showing up for myself, certain times of the week, and this declutter challenge popped up. There's a laundry room in my kitchen, and if the doors are open, everybody can see it. That's where I put all of our cleaning stuff, all of our laundry stuff, our washer, our dryer, all of our dog stuff, all of our dog bedding and stuff. And I thought, oh, maybe she's got some tips that I don't know about, right? So let's go see what this is all about. And then I got there, and there was this epiphany of, wait a second, that's been bugging me for over a year, right? And I haven't done anything about it. And then it took me down a path of what else has been bugging me that I know was there. It's constantly, she talks about that little voice that your laundry room needs to be cleaned out. Your laundry room, how many, how many dog rags do you need? How many jars do you need? Anyway, that's kind of what kept me going back to the challenge. And it was only a couple of days after that, I found myself by myself with nothing to do. It's raining outside. And I thought, you know what? Instead of sitting here wondering what you're going to do and being bored or, binging TV and get up and do that laundry room. So that's what started me on the challenge is just showing up for myself and going, oh, wait a second. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
And snowballed from there.
Yeah. Chilin, what about you?
So for me, over the last few years, I've bought a few books over the years about decluttering, and I've watched the Marie Kondo episodes on Netflix, and I was like, and I was to the point where I was thinking of hiring a professional organizer to come help me. And this year, and I have like a timeline because we're planning on selling our house this year in the fall. And we've lived here for 30 years now, so we've accumulated a lot of stuff. And we need to downsize big time because we're going to be moving in with my mom's to her house with her. We have to also downsize her stuff. So we have two households to merge together. And when I saw this opportunity, I was like, oh my gosh, I am so signing up because I need the guidance. I need the guidance. And I'm just grateful that y'all have offered this to us because it's been so enlightening to me. Because the one thing when you think about downsizing your home and all your stuff, it's like an overwhelming pro thought, right? Natalie, you probably can relate because you just moved, right? But I mean, oh my gosh. So, but the way spring is teaching us with it being like little tiny, like we talked about in one of our groups, it's like baby steps. You do this little baby step. So you start with a drawer, you start with one drawer, set a timer, and then you get that done and you move on to something else. And I just feel like it's not as overwhelming experience that we're got to do this year. So,
Absolutely. I think it's such a unique opportunity, and I thank you both for sharing. They're so such different situations, right, to be in, but at the end of the day, it's all the same. And April doesn't know, but I would love to know, like April Williams. There's two Aprils, so I'm Sorry, y'all. April Williams, how did you know that you needed to participate in this challenge?
I had been avoiding some spaces for some time. And I think when it comes down to it, we all just get overwhelmed by our stuff, right? We don't realize how heavy our things are actually weighing down our life until we reach that moment where it's like, why am I waiting? Right. Or we have a deadline that we have to approach. Like, this is coming and I am out of time. Either I do this now or I never do it. And for me, decluttering or cleaning or organizing has kind of been how I was raised. My mom is very much just that type of person. So it just felt time. It was time. It was the season. It was ready. There was opportunity there. And like both of you, all of us, there were spaces that were driving me crazy. And it was like, okay, enough is enough. Like, I just need to move through this. I had also been through three huge losses back to back to back that I didn't necessarily know were coming. And all of a sudden, I was left with some time. I was left with this feeling of loss. And there was just something inside of me that was like, it's time to purge. It's time for something fresh. It's time to move on from this and to stop allowing my spaces to control or take up so much space up here rent-free.
Hey, Berry friends, it's Natalie, and it is the holiday season. Are you struggling to find the perfect gift for your Berry pal? Maybe you've finally realized that you also deserve to get something special this holiday season. Why not give the gift of bariatric support with an annual membership to the Berry Nation support community? With over 80 live ways to connect, learn, and grow with bariatric dietitians, mental health experts, movement specialists, surgeons and peers, you and your loved ones are bound to find the support needed for a successful and supported bariatric life. For just over $1 a day, you and your Berry fam can enjoy the gift that keeps on giving with the Berry Nation Support Community annual membership. Head to the Berry Nation website, berrynation.com, to learn more.
It was time. It was time. And I think what is very interesting about what I always discover when I start to declutter is that when I start the process, it's like, oh my God, this is going to take so much time and it's going to take so much energy. And oh, okay, I really need to pump myself up for it. But what I appreciate about what spring is teaching us is exactly what you said, Chilin. It's one drawer, it's one tiny space, and it's a timed event, it's 15 minutes. And then I'm going to be proud of what I've done and I'm going to move on and I'm going to just let that be. But I'm going to build up, right, a time, and I'm going to build up this idea, this plan for when I'm going to come back and continue to do it. I always feel lighter when I've decluttered. And it has definitely been a journey for me to get there, because when I first started this process, maybe 5 years ago or maybe even 10 years ago at this point, when Marie Kondo's book first came out, I would go through my closet and I would literally Goodwill things that still had tags on them. I would give away purses, designer purses, right? That I'd never used. And I felt so guilty. I felt so ashamed at the money that I had wasted, right, on purchasing these items and bringing them into my home. Where decluttering has helped me along my bariatric journey and just life in general is it's really helped me move past that shame. Because I bought that clothing, I bought that purse, I bought that item at a time in my life where I needed some comfort. And I didn't have the skills, I didn't have the community, I didn't have what I needed to seek that comfort in maybe more healthy ways, right? In more beneficial ways. But I would have never known that had I not gone through that process. So now when I give things away, and I still have things that have tags on it, it's a moment, it's a lesson, it's an opportunity for me to continue to check in with myself. Because I don't know about you guys, I remember what I was thinking when I bought the things that I never used, right? Like, I remember that. So I continue to grow and evolve. So when I do shop now, or I do bring things into my life, I can ask myself, why do I want this in my life? Is it because I really do need a new pair of jeans? Or is it because I'm feeling lost or lonely or sad or whatever? So that's kind of how decluttering has helped in my life. When you guys reflect on that same thing, what are you noticing about decluttering? Is it having a positive impact on your life? And April, you can share first.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. There's a clarity. There's a clarity that comes with getting rid of the things. Much like you, I keep things around because they make me feel good. I might not ever put it on. I might not ever use it. I might, I like the smell of this candle, but I don't want to burn it. Those kinds of things, right? So, much like you, there's a clear, there is a, it's decluttering my mind, and I can walk into my closet and see everything that I have instead of this manic thing going, oh my God, what am I going to wear? I have a few choices instead of 20 choices, you know?
It really,
Go ahead.
oh, sorry, I was gonna, it cuts down on that decision fatigue,
Yes,
right?
very much so.
As patients, we have so many things to think about, just as humans, right? We have so many decisions to make throughout the day. And when we have so much clutter in our lives, that's a fatigue point for us, because instead of looking at a closet and doing just what you said, oh, look at these beautiful things that are hanging here that I love that I get to choose from,
Yes.
right? It's like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. What the heck am I going to do? And then we just shut down all over again, right? So that.
But there's also the space that it takes up. Like you walk in to, I'm talking about my closet because it's something that I've been working on for the last couple of days, but I'm walking into it and I feel space, right? Whereas normally I don't know that I would like that empty space, and I just want to fill it up with something because it doesn't look right with not having anything there. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, that corner's been bare. I'm going to throw something in it because I don't like how empty it is. And then it sits there because I don't necessarily like what I put there, but I don't know what else to do with it. So yeah, there is the clarity and, the sense of space.
Girl, you just blew my freaking mind, because before bariatric surgery, I was looking to fill up every corner of my life. I was looking to constantly remain full so that I never felt empty.
That's what I was gonna say, is I was searching for fullness in physical ways. Whereas now, for me, post-surgery, I'm finding fullness in connection, fullness in, reading or listening to podcasts. I'm finding other ways that are non-physical to be full. And I am realizing that that feeling of, we had a community member last year, late last year, say, I feel stuffed. Like, I just feel to the brim, I feel stuffed. And when she said that, I thought, I feel stuffed. Like, why do I feel so just stuffed? I just have all this stuff. I never felt that way before, because I was seeking it out in ways that were not helping me feel full or satisfied, if you will. And now it's like, oh, I find this fullness of satisfaction in those connections, in the other ways, and not just things.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? We are experiencing fullness with less. And that's a real weird, like, this is new. This is new. Shailen, what about you?
Well, I kind of think a little bit of, so the little projects that I've done so far, my husband, and I'm so grateful he's on board to help support me and him on this journey, because we tackled our bedroom this last weekend with the declutter challenge. We had a declutter day, and that was very positive experience for me and the other people in the group. And it was just nice to know other people were doing the same thing that day, even though it's not exact same thing, but we were all on the same mission. And it's like Our my word for this year is tranquility, and our bedroom has not been a tranquil place for many, many years. We have piles of clothes on the dresser, too many clothes we couldn't put everything away. And we went spent like the whole Saturday purging out our closet, our dresser and chest of drawers, and got rid of 9 bags of clothes, donated them, and now all our clothes are put away. And it's like when you come into my bedroom now, Louis has said, like he said, it's not embarrassing, to walk in, and it just feels good. It's like the peaceful, it feels like a peaceful place to rest, And then another little area, it was just a little area. It took me 20 minutes, was like my microwave cart, and under the
I saw
cart.
that. I saw that on Instagram, or you posted it in the community, and I was like,
Yeah.
oh my God, like amazing.
And it just took like 20 minutes. I had like little appliances and all my dish towels. And like, why did I need 30 dish towels? I don't know. I did not know. It's like I went through and I put dish towels on the Buy Nothing group and donated those so someone else can use them. And I know it's just a microwave cart area, but when I walk by it, it just feels good because it's not. And I was just like, this clutter you don't notice because it's there all the time for years and years and years, and you just don't see it. And now I just feel like it brings good energy into my home now.
It does, and it you don't understand the power of it until you just try it one time.
Yeah.
Along my bariatric journey and just in my life, and I know many of us do this, we will talk ourselves out of doing something because we think it's going to be hard, or we think it's going to take so much time. We think it's not going to be as impactful. And it's so much easier for us to talk ourselves out of doing something, right, than just doing it. But then afterwards, you sit back and you go, oh, that wasn't nearly as bad as what I thought it was. But it's right, it's that anticipation, it's that worry that just keeps us stuck, keeps us paralyzed.
Yeah, I was thinking about that similar to a little bit of our journey as a bariatric patient and adding intentional movement in our life. So, for a while before we started intentional movement, we're like, oh my gosh, I can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And then once we do it, we love it, right? We're like, that I feel so good now. And I kind of feel like after I did my little task, and that's something that I've started to implement in my life is schedule time, just like I do my intentional movement, schedule time in my calendar. I actually put it in my calendar to declutter and, making a plan of my different little projects. So yeah.
One of the things that I didn't realize starting this decluttering journey with you all is the emotion that you feel. I mean, you mentioned earlier, Tylin, and April, you both mentioned like, oh, I don't want people to see it. I want to hide it. I feel embarrassed. For me, it was shame. I felt shameful. Why can't I just get this clean and organized? And that was one of the topics that we covered, I think, a couple weeks ago in the group, was like, man, I don't even want to take before pictures. That was one of the challenges, right? Was taking a before picture. Well, we didn't want to take before pictures for our surgery either. And look how much it helps us, right? So I think too, it's also challenging yourself or asking yourself, like, why do I feel shame? What can I push myself to feel the shame? Can I work towards making myself feel better by doing the thing that is hard? It's just interesting to me how interchangeable this journey really is with decluttering, with movement, with our changing bodies. But yeah, I remember thinking, and when you said that, Chilin, I just thought, oh, the motion that it comes with is just palpable.
Yeah. And I am 1,000% a believer in this, but when we start this work in one area of our lives, it trickles into others because we very quickly realize how connected everything actually is, right? Just like in our bariatric journey, we start unpacking that and it's like, oh, that's actually related to this, 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 and this. We start clearing out the clutter. We start really pushing things away so we can truly see what is in front of us, where we can truly see what matters most. It does get easier for us to say no to things that are not benefiting us and yes to things that are. It really is this, physical decluttering process, but it leads to decluttering other areas of our life. And we always talk about this in Berry Nation. Obesity thrives in isolation. It just does. And the only way, well, not the only way, but one of the best ways that we can fight back that isolation is to shine a bright light on those deepest, darkest places that we think people are not going to love us because of. But when you do this work in community, and when you find that flashlight and you shine it there, and you realize the people around you aren't leaving, the people around you are excited and hopeful and will send you the energy to do the work, all of a sudden it becomes not such a big deal. And I feel like this decluttering challenge is really helping us again prove, clutter doesn't make us bad. And by clearing out the things that are not serving us, we can clearly see what we actually have to work with. And it gives us more time and space and energy to tackle the things that we really want to do. So to kind of round out this conversation, what is the one thing that maybe you hope for people who are wondering if decluttering could actually help them along their bariatric journey? What's that one piece of like hope or wisdom you want to pass on to them? April, go for it.
Oh gosh, just start small, start small, start little. Just, clean out your underwear drawer, your sock drawer, or, your silverware drawer, your Tupperware drawer. Just start with a little thing because it snowballs into the bigger things when there's pride and accomplishment in that tiny thing, and you're like, okay, that wasn't so bad. I'm gonna do this one now. So my words of wisdom, just start little, start, just start.
Love it.
Yeah.
Chilin, how about you?
And to go along with what April just said, something that Spring shared in our group yesterday, is that declutter is self-care.
Hey, this is April. Jason, Nat, and I love making this podcast for you each and every week, but we need your help to keep it going. Become a Berry Nation podcast supporter for $5 a month and help us produce this show. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to join us.
It was like a light bulb for me. I'm like, we try to find ways for self-care in our life. And for me, I'm just like, this is such a needed that I didn't even know I needed that self-care until I started with the little stuff, right? So, yeah.
Awesome. Just phenomenal. Thank you both for joining us today on this episode. Your stories, your bravery, your participation in the community really, truly means the world to us. And it means the world to everybody that is listening and watching and is a part of the community. Just truly, thank you so very much, you guys.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Well, we love to highlight voices of the community. We know it's kind of hard to describe what the Berry Nation membership community is. It's this, you guys. It's this. If you're listening, if you're watching, it's this conversation, it's this interaction, it's these aha moments, it's this support, 20 times a week. It's pretty amazing. So if you would like to get to know us more, if you yourself are ready to embark on a decluttering challenge, a decluttering journey, join the community, just scan that little QR code and get to know us more. Berry Nation really is a safe place that we can all practice how to be a bariatric patient. So, Nat, my friend, you want to take us out?
Of course. Thank you again, April and Chilin. This was fantastic. I'm so glad that we were able to sit down with you guys today. Again, if you found value in this podcast, if you have found value in the podcast in the past, we highly, highly suggest supporting us right here at BerryNationPodcast.com for just $5 a month. It really helps us keep the lights on, so to speak. And as April mentioned, if you'd like to become a member of the Berry Nation support community, you can do so by scanning the QR code right here. And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this and we've got you.
Awesome. Thanks, friends.